Here we are between the Ascension and Pentecost. Pentecost being next weekend and the Ascension being this last Thursday. And like the disciples, we're praying. We're praying for a great outpouring of the Holy Spirit because we need this Holy Spirit to get into the very heart of God. It is the Holy Spirit who unites Father to Son in the eternal Trinity, and it is the Holy Spirit who unites us to the mystery of what Jesus did 2,000 years ago on the cross, to the mystery of the Eucharist, to the mystery of our own baptism. It is the Holy Spirit that makes all of that real, because God, beyond everything else, wants union with us. He wants to be one with us. We heard in the gospel today these words, that they may be one as we are one, and that they may be one as we are one. That God wants to marry us. He wants union with us. He wants His love to be poured into our hearts, but we can reject it. In the second reading today, we hear how Jesus says, "I am coming soon." Yes, I am coming soon. And then the church responds, "Amen. Come, Lord Jesus." And the Spirit and the bride say, "Come," calling on God. We who are the bride, imbued with the Spirit, calling on God to come soon. We need that Spirit to become one with Christ. What does that look like? Well, we can see part of it in St. Stephen in the first reading today, where St. Luke makes sure to highlight those things about St. Stephen as he's dying that was united with Christ. "Behold, I see the heavens opened and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God." Something that Jesus said that the high priest would see when he was under trial. And then, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit," as Jesus had said, "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. Lord, do not hold this sin against them." As Jesus had said, "Father, forgive them. They do not know what they are doing." It's the Holy Spirit that then conformed Stephen to be like Christ. And so we need to make sure that we're praying for an outpouring of that Holy Spirit so that we can be one like Christ. And as we move to the great outpouring of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost next weekend, I encourage you, take each day. If you're not doing the novena to the Holy Spirit, and I encourage you to, but if you're not, at least pray each day, "Come Holy Spirit, come. Come Holy Spirit, come." Asking the Holy Spirit to change us, to melt us, to mold us, to fill us, to use us, that we may be like Christ. Now, in the Scriptures, we find that there's nothing that can separate us from the love of God that comes to us in Christ Jesus our Lord. No external thing. But we can choose. We can choose to separate ourselves from Christ. And Jesus is very clear. The things that separate us from Him and His love, most poignantly, is unforgiveness. St. Stephen, as he's being stoned, says, "Lord, do not hold this sin against them." I don't know about you. I'm not sure I could get myself to say that. I might be more willing to say, "God, show your vindication. Get him, God," or something like that. You know, instead of, "Oh yes, yes, Father, forgive them. Do not hold this sin against..." I'm not sure that would be the first thing that comes to my lips. I've got a long way before I'm a saint, just saying. But I was reminded of, I don't know if you've ever seen the movie Dead Man Walking. We have this guy who's on death row, and he talks about how he is going to, when he's there about to be killed in capital punishment, he says, "I know what I'm going to say. I'm going to let my mind loose and just yell at all those people." But thanks to Sister Prejean, she's able to bring him to a place where he's able to come to a point of peace and ask forgiveness and extend forgiveness in that last moment. So we pray, please God, that his soul entered into heaven. But in the movie, if you remember, the families who held such anger and vengeance and revenge in their hearts, they were not left with peace after he died. They were left still angry and resentful and vengeful. And they made the comment that they just didn't feel that peace. You see, the whole thing about unforgiveness is that it's like saying, you're my enemy, and I've got a glass of poison, and I'm going to drink that poison. Doesn't do anything to them, but it certainly does something to us. That unforgiveness kills us on the inside. And I can tell you, from personal experience, as much as I've tried to forgive even some of the smallest, silliest little things that have hurt me in my life, I can't. Not on my own. It's only when I've asked for God's help, for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit, that I've finally been able to forgive in those deepest and even shallow ways. Next weekend, on Pentecost, we'll hear about the gospel where Jesus comes into the room after his resurrection. He says, peace be with you. We heard it on the second Sunday of Easter, on Divine Mercy Sunday. He says, peace be with you. And he breathes on them the Holy Spirit and says, whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, whose sins you retain are retained. That the gift of the Holy Spirit is given to us, among other things, for the forgiveness of sins. Yes, so that priests can absolve us in confession, but also the Holy Spirit is given to us so we can forgive. I encourage you, take a look at your life. What are the areas of hurt that you're holding on to? Areas of pain. The areas where you're holding maybe vengefulness or spite or bitterness. Do you see how it's eating you up? It's eaten me up too many times in my life. And I know, for instance, my third grade teacher, who after I had finally gotten out of my cast, said to me at one point, because I'd worked really hard on my penmanship when I had that cast on and I was a terrible writer, he said to me after I'd gotten out of my cast and my handwriting went back to even worse, he says, I'm probably going to have to dislocate your thumb again so that you can actually have good handwriting. Ouch! Ouch! I held on to that for a long time. A long time. Do you think my third grade teacher remembers me? I don't think so. When I finally was able to forgive him for that, it brought me peace. Brought me peace. And he probably didn't even remember. The grace of God is that he wants us to be made whole. And the longer we hold on to our resentment, our bitterness, our unforgiveness, the longer we won't be able to let him hold us and draw us to his heart. And so let us pray. Almighty God, pour out your spirit of love, your spirit of forgiveness, your spirit of peace. Help us, Lord Jesus, with the power of your spirit so that we may let go of our anger, our hurt, our bitterness, our resentment, all the unforgiveness in our lives. Give us the grace, Holy Spirit, to forgive from the depths of our hearts so that we may have the antidote to that poison that we have drunk, so that we may truly have life.